Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I'm in love with movies. This is Doug Would Marry Movies If He Could, coming to you from a hotel room in the state of Denver on Monday, May 13th, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday, I did my first annual Mother's Day 420 matinee at Comedy Works in the city of Colorado. Yeah, you heard right. It was so much fun. I want to come back and do it every year if the nice folks at Comedy Works will let me. Have to have that conversation with them. There weren't a lot of name tags in the crowd, but boy, they sure did make up for it with insane enthusiasm, and we ended up with perhaps the greatest audience contestant of all time. The less than perfect audio from that show lasts about 20 minutes, so I won't rattle off a lot of plugs before getting to it. I'll just say that I'm at the FET Ballroom in Providence this Saturday, May 18th, and that all of my dates are listed at douglasmovies.com. Now take a big bong rip, or just sit there and enjoy this madness from the state of Denver. Yeah.
All right, Denver, Mother's Day.
Yeah!
Yeah! T.J. Miller's mother, yeah! Classic lines for movies, but as Bane. Bane says a classic line for movies, and the other guy has to name what the movie is.
I said we're going to take a bigger boat.
And that's definitely Orca.
Frankly, Scott, I don't give a damn.
That's,
there's a guy who got his Gone with the Wind, you fucking jackal. What are you fucking doing? I know you're trying to give a joke answer, and you had nothing. You can say any other movie but Gone with the Wind, and it probably would have been funny. Like, if you had just gone Demolition Man, that would have been funny.
I was trying to give a Juliet Lewis, Giovanni Ribisi movie to the most special needs people that fall in love. Smug Life, double CD in the rap section. This gift is the best one. A plate of boogies. A hotel brought me a plate of cookies. I was like, last thing's a good thing. It's a really, this is probably one of the better prizes I've ever given him.
Oh my god.
It's a tiny Absolute vodka bottle. That starred in the vine that I made called Quick Impression Denzel Washington. Remember in Flight? There's a scene where he's just sitting on top of the minibar. It's like 30 seconds. It's like forever. I'll have a close-up of it. Well, what's the Alki gonna do? And then his hand just comes in and grabs it. Like King Kong grabbing a biplane. Was that racist?
Well, I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Grandma's Pulp Strike Dance.
Pulp Strike Dance Party! Yeah! What kind of name tags do we have here tonight? We have any name tags?
Your name tags!
Where are they at?
Ooh, a lot of stoners should get big name tags. I'm Denver's Rebecca name. Nice.
Nice.
What's this? He's got a complicated sign over there. What does that say?
Hi, my name is Jerry. I got higher than Graham's gluten-free cookies.
This guy wants to use his credit card as a name tag.
Yeah, let me run that shit. See if you fucking qualify.
Well, I'm kind of impressed that we packed the place with people who are indifferent to the this aspect of the show.
No!
No! I know some of you made name tags, but I'm just saying that, like, the last time we were here, there were a lot more.
Yeah.
But people here are just like, I don't need to win a bag full of crap. He's just like, I'm going to wear the baggiest shorts I own and give those guys a nut festival.
Here, let him talk
to the mic.
Get the fuck out of here.
TV show and the cartoon as well.
No, I think Graham would like you to leave.
Leave the, that's awesome, dude.
And your name is Six Finger Tim?
Oh, shit!
What the hell? Therapy in a few days.
Bro, you're like in a bitch, you're gonna get the six pack. Oh, he's just poking the eye.
I didn't see that sixth one coming. I thought I was in the clear and then doink.
Rebecca, you made an amazing name tag, but you only got 10 fingers.
Six fingers and bam!
Yeah!
Daily double.
Daily double.
Let's start guessing in. I mean, you do know how to play the game, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. He knows how to play.
He can count this on one hand.
This isn't. This,
I hope the movie you pick has 12 names so you can know. I can name it in 12 names.
Fingers on each hand. I call it more like four fingers and two thumbs on each hand. But it's impressive. Oh, let's get you gonna get a picture of it?
Yeah.
That's like gang, that's new level gang sign.
One.
No way is this happening. I wish I'd smoked more weed before I took this nap. Because I'm having a fucked up dream. Okay, you get to pick a category, six finger. Which one would you like, SF? Would you like the Werner Herzog category, which is films that have a colon in them? My man, bass man Kurt, suggested Baby Got Back. That's movies where a missing baby gets returned. Suggested The Men Who Stare at Floats. And it's movies that have a parade in them.
I'll go to Werner Herzog.
Okay.
Yeah!
This movie has a colon in the title. 2 stars from Leonard. Listeners to the show might recognize some of these clues because this movie actually came up recently in a different category. Yes, that's a clue. Graham, of course, doesn't listen, so I don't blame him. We don't listen to each other's podcasts. We're too busy living them. He says about Leonard says about this movie that it's elaborately produced and well directed, but it's just another connect the dots action thriller that has a colon in the title.
What year?
From 1995, and Leonard lists 12 names. Shoulder and say, do you feel in control?
That is your thing.
Are you in normal five-finger control? Oh!
Is that your mother? How's she doing? Is she doing all right? It's probably very, very traumatic. So you've been 12 names?
I've been 11. Thriller
and it's got a colon in the title, and your four names are Fifi, which might be like a dog that was in the movie, Kurtwood Smith, who's a genuine grown man, Royce D. Applegate, and Nick Mancuso. So it's really going to come down to, you just had a strong hunch.
His names are nothing, you just have a colon.
Yeah, just a movie with a colon in the title, so that implies it was a sequel. What do you think? Having one anyway.
You want a hand down.
Yeah. The six fingers of fate have already been turned into confusion. This guy's singing a lot of shirts. What's that? You got nothing?
Nothing.
All right. What if I told you that it starred Steven Seagal?
Oh.
And that it was a sequel to Under Siege. Then what would you say? It's still not easy. Don't say it, dude. Don't say it.
Under Siege 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah!
That is correct. Shake my hand. Let me feel it.
Two different, like a show just a few days ago. So that's fun. It came up in two different categories.
Colorado.
What's that?
Lieutenant Colorado.
What's something about Colorado? Oh, I think. Are you saying the movie was shot in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
I think it might have been. I think you're right, lady, that I want to shut up. You're a nice, smart lady. Now zip it. And as always, being mean to people on Mother's Day is a shame.
Of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.